Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, students at a school in County Louth have pledged to continue with the protest to have a ban on playing Gaelic games lifted. Rory O'Warrick, who is a local Sinn Féin TD, and Rory has been down at the protest as well. Will you just explain, Rory, first of all, what is the situation here?
Well, unfortunately, this happened at the end of the last school year, where a number of students and teachers and obviously parents were all in support of kids playing Gaelic football. It was looking like that wasn't going to be allowed, so they did a protest. And at that stage, the board was to go away, and we hoped the board would revisit whatever decision had been made in relation to not being supportive of this. And then we came back in the new year and things haven't improved. But in fairness, between students, between teachers and between parents, and I would also say the Louth GAA has been incredibly supportive around this. What they did was they formed a team and they played in the Lennon Cup. Now, the difficulty was the board actually sent them an instruction to desist. We were all hoping that that wouldn't be the case and, you know, issues arose in relation to insurance and whatever. Now, the official word that the school has given is that this relates to they can only focus on three sports, you know what I mean? But I am aware, and I think that's, is it hockey, rugby, and I'm going to say soccer, excuse me if I'm wrong, but I also know that they also play a number of other games. And in this day and age, I think that's all to be supported. So you have a case of, at this point in time, any issues in relation to insurance have basically been covered by offers from parents, by the GAA, by local GAA clubs in relation to training. I know that Dundalk Gaels have made offers, and I've no doubt that if you're talking about all the GAA clubs from Dowdleshill, Young Ireland, or Sean O'Mahony's and the Piercy round Dundalk, you'll basically have absolute support in relation to facilitating
Rory, just for a moment, we're talking about, it's Dundalk Grammar School. That's the school we're talking about, right? So this protest kicked off initially in May. Is that right? Before the school broke up for the school term, the summer period.
Exactly.
Students came out and held a protest because, like, how many students are we talking about want to play GAA, roughly?
Well, we're talking about a considerable amount, you know what I mean? Like, as I say, you're talking about here what would probably fill three teams that I saw, you know, earlier, you know, that came out. And you're only talking about those senior years who've come out. And you're talking about this, in fairness to these students, they're not looking to disrupt absolutely everything in relation to the school. I think when that happened in May, that there may have been cricket matches or some particular sport that was going on that they said they didn't want to impact negatively on. So even in relation to their timing and who came out, that was all impacted by that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you've seen the footage, you've seen it. Like, there's a considerable amount of people out there.
It's not 20 students. If you're talking about fielding three teams, it's probably in the guts of about 90 then, is it? 80 or 90?
Well, here, and here's the thing. It's people who want to play. Like, you're talking about kids that are looking to represent their school. They're looking to play a sport, which is utterly commendable at this point in time. And in fairness, the way that they have even carried out this protest has been utterly inclusive, has been utterly good-natured, a lot better than an awful lot of protests we've seen in recent times. And it has been incredibly supportive. You want to hear basically the beeps from all the cars as they drove by the other day. You wouldn't believe the amount of reaction there is to this particular issue. So I would just, like, and the last thing I want to be doing is telling Dundalk Grammar School or any other school how to operate. But the fact is here, I've had a huge amount of people who've come to me, and I assume they've come to others also, and we want a very sensible solution to allow kids that want to represent their school, that are willing to do it in the least impactful way on the school, that are being facilitated by everyone, including Louth GAA. And I think we just need to facilitate that.
I think we've Ronan Foley with us on the line. Ronan, you're a student at the school, is that right?
Hi,
Ronan. How are you? And you were part of the protest that took place on Friday again. There was a second protest.
Yeah, I was. And I was part of the first one as well, the end of last year.
Okay. So you just want to play Ga, is that it? Football or hurling?
That's all kind of we want to do. And I'm just kind of here on behalf of all my teammates and all the people who want kind of Gaelic in the school, just to speak on kind of how much we do want it. And we don't want to cause a a divide in the school. Kind of all we want to do is play Gaelic, and we're willing to do stuff to get it in, if you know what I mean. All we want to do is play.
Play GAA, because the school do offer sports and they've good sports teams there. There's hockey and soccer and rugby mainly, really, isn't it?
Yeah. They're kind of the three main ones the school wants to focus on. But there's other kids in the school that just wouldn't be interested in the three main ones. And I know in the school there is basketball, even orienteering and stuff that gives kind of everyone a chance. So I don't see why a Gaelic couldn't be brought in, just to give other students who only like Gaelic and only want to play Gaelic a chance to kind of get out and get a break from school. Because I know in sixth year it can be hard, especially for some of my friends and teammates. Just the all they want to do is kind of get out, get a bit of fresh air with your friends and play Gaelic. So.
And are you a Leaving Cert student or fifth year own?
I'm Leaving Cert.
You're Leaving Cert. Yeah. So you're probably, yeah. I'm sure you could do without the hassle of this now and spending Friday protesting outside the gates.
Yeah. Listen, like we don't want to protest. That's kind of not what we want to do. We just want to play. But we're willing to do stuff to get it in, if that makes sense. Like, we are willing, because that's how much we kind of care about it. And
Sean McLean is with us too. Sean's the chairperson of the Louth GAA. Has there been any, you know, reason or rationale from the school, Sean, as to why Ronan and his other colleagues or students or teammates can't play football or hurling?
I've spoke to the chairman of the Board of Governors. I've also spoke to the principal and addressed the concerns they had, with the regards of insurance, of facilities, of equipment, even the scheduling of games. And I've told them, that the Louth GAA was more than willing to assist in anywhere we can in this. We addressed all them issues, and we still seem to have an issue going forward with it. I know the chairman of the Board of Governors told me the last time I spoke to him that at the minute, it was an internal issue, and they weren't willing to speak to Louth GAA about it. I know Jarlath Burns also made himself available to meet, and again, weren't willing to meet. But they just said it's not up for discussion again now until September 2025, which is just it's a little bit pushed out on the kids that want to play.
So does this mean, Ronan, like, if you're not allowed to play it in the school, so this means you can't play for a school team, but presumably you can play for your local club team in the evenings or at the weekends?
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at on it. And it's just, especially now, kind of coming into the winter time, a lot of club seasons are over, and I know the Lennon Cup gives a chance because it's kind of over November and December, around Christmas time. It kind of gives people a chance to play Gaelic while being into winter because the club championship's over and stuff. So it just kind of gives people an opportunity to continue playing.
It's the Lennon Cup, that's the senior school's GA Cup, isn't it, in the county?
That's what it is.
So basically, because you guys can't field a school team, you can't take part in this competition.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at now. We have a team. We have more than a team, as where we were saying there. We probably could make around three teams. And we have signatures from students that want to play. I know parents have emailed in to the school just saying how supportive they are. And parents have even sponsored bowls for us and stuff. So we have everything we need to play. It's just the school kind of stopping us. And they haven't been given a clear reason as to why. Like, it's kind of said no at the moment, and they're kind of holding off on it. So, yeah.
It's a mixed school, Ronan, is it?
Yeah, boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of girls that would be interested in playing as well. So I know at the protest the other day, even there was definitely a good few girls there as well that would be in support. Like, so it's not just kind of
it's not just
boys,
the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the reason, Rory?
Here, as has been said, I think there's a requirement on the school to actually explain their reasoning, right? We can all guess in relation to it, but that doesn't really matter.
It's a fee-paying school in the first instance, isn't it?
Yes, it's a fee-paying school. It would be seen as a Protestant school. So that's just a fact. I'll be quite honest. I didn't want this to go into any sort of element of a protest. The last thing I wanted is to be having a row with a local school. But I think what we need is we need them to explain the situation, because with all the things that kids can be at these days, all the negative stuff, you're talking about kids that are willing to play football, to play Gaelic football. They're willing to represent their school very, very well. Even in how they've conducted themselves has been exemplar. And I really think we need to meet them halfway. In fairness, Sean has also told you, not only has Ronan stated, you know, all they want to do is play a game. You're only talking a small number of games. They're willing to do whatever in relation to when the times are. They're being facilitated by Loud GAA and everyone else with a huge amount of support, not only from the students, but also from parents, the wider community and the GAA community. So really what we need for this, what we need here to happen is, because the kids have told me they're going to, and, you know, some of the parents and students, that they're in full support of a continuing protest for this to continue next Friday. You know what I mean?
So it'll be every Friday, will it? That's what's going to happen, the school?
It's obviously up to them and it's their protest. I'm in support of them. As you can see, are a huge amount of people. I'd say the vast majority of people in Dundalk and the wider area.
Will it continue every week, Ronan, this protest, or what's the plan?
There has been talks about it, and we would be interested in keep doing it. And I think this week it would be Thursday, and that we'd have a protest. And if you would like to come along, and kind of, we haven't got a finalised time yet. It's just we have to get things sorted first. But we are willing to do kind of whatever it takes, because we do very all we and as Rory said there, like all we want to do is play Gaelic, and we are willing to do.
And your point, Sean, is that if there's any issue with regards, because I think insurance had been cited, I should say we've contacted Dundalk Grammar School. We've asked them to come on the programme today. I've asked them for a statement here to Lunchtime Live. More than happy to give me a buzz anytime between now and two. It's 1800 453 106. But Sean, your position as chairperson of the Loud GAA is that if there is an issue with regards to insurance or finding place for training or pitches, whatever, you guys, you'll sort all that out.
We will definitely work with the school on that, Andrea. Like we, as was pointed out there, we run a competition there for the post-primary schools, the Lennon Cup. Every other post-primary school in Louth has actually entered in that and plays in that. And fair play to the Dundalk Grammar. They did play in the first game. They filled the team and done exceptionally well through the first game. At that stage then, they got a letter. The teachers received a letter. They must desist from that competition immediately. Once it's sanctioned by the school, there is no issue with the insurance. Every other school in the country, never mind the county, is playing games. You know, they're playing soccer, they're playing rugby. You know, so that, I don't know what the issue with the insurance is, but certainly Loud GAA is more than willing to work with them and resolve that issue very quickly.
Sean McLean, chairperson of Loud GAA, Rory O'Warraku, local Sinn Féin TD, Ronan Foley there, a student at Dundalk Grammar. Just some of the listeners' texts on this. Vince has got in touch. He says, I presume the school curriculum outlines what sports were available before these students enrolled there. So if GAA wasn't available, why didn't they choose a different school? This texter says maybe the school don't have anyone available to coach the team. The school can't allow the kids to train unsupervised or travel to matches with no one who's in charge. It'd be total madness. The school can't support every single sport, and if the other three sports are in the majority, then so be it. Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com. That's the email address as always.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.